to Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in. Da Americana, we are back. Welcome back, Wilkes. I'm in a sing-songy mood today.
Hi, Benz. Hi. How are you doing?
Well, we're in the middle of a hurricane.
That's I know, we're having a hurricane party.
Yes, by the time this is posted, Hermine or Hermione or whatever.
I don't know. I've been calling you Hermione all day. And then we were watching the news and they're like, Hermine. And I'm like, oh my God, there's not even an O in there. We just made it up.
Harry Potter on the brain. Mm-hmm. By the time we post this, the hurricane would have already passed, probably dissolved by now. Is this your first hurricane in Florida?
I think there was one last year, I feel like.
I mean, if it did, but it, was probably, like,
didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. We were just like we freaked out and went to the supermarket mm-hmm. and like you know got everything batteries and but now we're just like.
All right, listeners, I'm gonna sneeze. It's coming. It's coming. No. So forgive me when it does.
Isn't there a thing to do to like
if you stop want
a sneeze?
To sneeze? If you want to sneeze, you look at a light because it like activates the same nerves in your in your face. But I'm just gonna blind myself.
Or is this like a word that you say you're supposed to.
Well,
like,
if you say bless you, then it cuts me off.
Okay.
But it's not like a good cutoff. It's like, oh, I didn't get the release that I needed.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend... well, we're almost at the next week.
I know, that's true.
Let's see, what did I do this whole week? Well, I am finally at the end of the busy season at my job. Okay. So I feel like this is going to be coasting for a little bit, which is great. We're going to have a little party tomorrow, which I'm excited for. Yeah. So last weekend I did nothing. I was just playing catch up a lot at work. I'm involved in some pretty major projects, so mm-hmm. I'm a little frazzled, but everything's working out. And it's good because it's like the exposure that I wanted. Mm-hmm. So I'm very career, like working girl right now. So I love it. It's actually really entertaining. Can't complain.
Our weekend was really fun. We had Taste of the Nation
on
Saturday.
And you did post about that on Facebook. Right?
Yep.
I'm sorry, Instagram.
Instagram. It was so good. It's like my favorite thing. This is the second year I've gone to it with Leo. And so what Taste of the Nation is, it's like a huge charity event for No Kid Hungry. And it's hosted at the Marriott Conference Center. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a bunch of restaurants from the Orlando area that go and kind of give like a little sample of each place, so you get to taste, you know, a whole slew of restaurants and have a bunch of, you know, alcohol and wine and beer and whiskey. Leo joked and said like I was eating for two and he was drinking for two.
Well, it kind of was because you're not drinking.
So that was fun. And then Sunday was also so much fun. We went to our first baby expo.
That's right. And you got
some
swag, didn't you?
I did. Oh my goodness. There was like, so on the pamphlet, they're like, you know, we're going to be having a raffle. So I was like, all right. So when we got there, they gave us raffle tickets. We went with Lil's parents. So my in-laws went too. And so we got,
oh, that's,
you know,
fun. I didn't know that they also
yeah,
went.
So
cool.
We all went, and then I was like, okay, our odds are good. We got four raffle tickets. You know, that's good. So then we're waiting at the raffle, and we're seeing all their bring up all these prizes, and they start off really small, like diaper boxes, like full of diapers.
And which is so good.
Which is so great. And then they start going on to, like, you know, like boppy pillows, which is also great. But then they start moving on to, like, you know, four mom playpens. You know, four mom is like the Mama Roo. They put the Mama Roo up there. I'm probably talking gibberish to no, like, mom.
Yeah, we're not in the mom's club yet. So.
Then they brought up the Big Kahuna, which is like my dream. It's like the Jaguar of strollers, the Orbit travel system is like, I would die. So
is it like the fancy looking ones? Like the.
It is just such a cool one. It's like the one all the celebrity moms use because it's super, like, it's just so convenient. The little attachment in the middle where you put the car seat, like, swivels so it goes around so you could put the baby could face you. The baby, if you're at a restaurant, you could still have the baby face you because it'll, like, swivel that way.
Oh, I'm actually looking it up right now. This is crazy.
They're so pretty. And they're like 4,000 and almost 5,000, right? Like, it goes orbit. Then, like, the Bumble Bugaboo, which is also nice. And then there's the Upper Baby. The Upper Baby is, like, the attainable one of all those.
The Corolla.
Yeah. And, like, it's still up there in price.
It's for the please.
But it's also, it's the one that I'm, like, I'm loving right now too, but I would have like passed out. So like we won, like I already memorized like all our ticket stubs, and I'm like, okay, when they start calling, and then finally they call ours, and we won like a baby carrier, which is great because they run for like $250.
The one that you wear,
yeah, like the Ergo Baby.
Well, that's fun. Lil's gonna use that one.
Yeah, but then the lady who won the Orbit, like she was so unfazed. Like, she would, like, they're called, like, everybody's, like, reading their tickets, and, like, the lady who wins, she's like, oh, and, like, walks down, and the lady announcing was like, oh, she seems excited, like, you know, like, she didn't care, and I'm like, we're all looking at her.
Do you think she realizes, like, what she won?
I do not think she knows what she won. Like, our little group, our little area, like, my mother-in-law, she sat down, and the lady next to her. And when they brought up the Orbit to the stage, I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like, I did not know this was this serious of a raffle.
Yeah.
And like the ladies around us were like, I know, I know. And I was like, oh my God. You know, I'm telling his mom, I'm like, I want that. I want that one. Mm-hmm. So we got to pay attention. And she's like, okay. And so when the lady won, like we were all just like, she's not even happy.
That's the worst.
I think I would have passed out. Like, Lil says it's probably for the best that I didn't win. Because I might have fainted. I think I probably would have fainted. But it was so much fun. And then we got to do, like, a 3D, 4D ultrasound.
Oh. And what's the 4D?
So the 4D is really... I was so confused until we got there, too. So they add, like, color. So, okay. Like, it looks like a real...
It's not, like yellow.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it looks like skin... But the baby, she was being a little camera shy, and so she's gave her back the whole time.
Aww.
So we were like, it's all right. She wants to keep her stunning good looks to herself.
She wants to shock us all.
Yeah. She's going to be like, look.
Look how beautiful
I am. I made you wait. That's so cute. We're okay with that.
But you know what's crazy? Like, the way that babies look when they're that small, they don't even look like that 2 weeks after the fact.
Yeah.
So even if you were to see her, of course you would love that and it would be wonderful and you'd still think she's gorgeous. But as she grows older, you're going to look back and you're like, wow, I don't even...
Yeah.
You could never imagine what she'll turn into.
They did record her heartbeat, and so we got it in a... it's like a... You know how they do that Build-A-Bear thing? But it's like they put the little recording inside of a little teddy bear.
That's so cute.
So we have that there. And so it's really nice to... I like to listen to it.
I know that they have the bears that sound like the inside of a mother's womb to, like, soothe the baby. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if the heartbeat would remind her of your heartbeat that she can hear, you know.
That and the sound machines that they have now that you do, like, the ocean wave or, like, heartbeat.
There's this woman, and man, I wish I remembered her name, but I started following her recently, and you might follow her too, Wilkes. She waits till her daughter's asleep.
She's an Asian, love her.
Cutest little girl. And she got really popular because she actually did a little cosplay, I guess, of Eleven from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, which we'll talk about, too.
Which we'll talk about, too. But her mom waits till she's asleep by putting ocean sounds. And the baby falls asleep, like, instant.
It's magic.
And I'm like, if it was only that simple, like, literally the moment they turn it on, within seconds.
I'm convinced that it's, like, probably during her, like, really big nap where she's, like, exhausted already. Because there's one video that she does that she kind of just, like, touches her head and cheeks. And then the baby is like... And I'm like, what?
I mean, she probably she probably, like, relaxes her, and she's been lying down for a little bit.
Yeah.
And she's already kind of dozing off, and she starts recording right before.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, because it's, like, it's so instant. Show me your way. Like, what are you doing, lady? Unless she's, like, giving her Benadryl or something. No, kidding. I'm kidding. Aww. It's a hilarious account, though. It's so funny.
Yeah.
There's, like, a Beyonce one.
I saw that one. She was a mermaid.
Used to call me on my shell phone. I was dying. It's so sweet.
And she does, like, the arm flinch test to, like, make sure she's, like, not going to wake up. And the baby just sits there and lets it happen. It's so cute.
So funny. But Stranger Things.
Oh, my gosh.
So you listen to us. Leo and I binged in like 2 days.
Yeah, my sister and I did. Within 24 hours, we watched the entire season one. Now, you told me, do not watch this at night.
We watched it at night.
We watched it at night. And I was, we listened to you the first day. And then the second day, I didn't want to wait anymore. So I was like, forget it. Let's just watch it. You know, my sister and I were both home. So it wasn't like, you know, we were going to be by ourselves or an individual. So we watched it. And I get it that it's creepy. But what I like, and I don't want to put spoilers out there. But what I like is that it's not gory creepy.
No, it's not gory. It's not like Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's not suspenseful. Gross. Suspenseful. It's not like a thriller in the sense of like slasher.
I thought I was in suspense. Like I was like, okay, what's gonna happen? Like that. Like, and then the way binging works, and what is great, and what's also terrible about Netflix is that they're all there. And, like, so even when, like, Leo and I we were on the couch and we're thinking, like, it's 10 o'clock, should we? And it's, like, the queue is up and it's the roll, the credits are on. I guess so. I guess we're going to bed at 12.
And it's not like other more digestible shows, like, for instance, by the time, because I would watch New Girl when it would actually air. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of fell off and I started picking it back up again. Those are 30 minutes. So that's, without commercial, maybe like 25, 23 minutes. So that is something that you're like, I could stay up for another half hour. Mm-hmm. But with Stranger Things, my whole afternoon went on 4 episodes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, I forgot to let my dog out. Oh my God.
but it's so good. So good. And if any of you...
who are your favorite characters?
Love it. I love Eleven. I love Elle. Mm-hmm. I just love the whole little crew of the boys. I think they're so cute.
I found that friendship... I'm like, I've learned more about friendships with Stranger Things and Harry Potter than I ever have. Like
Leo likes Dustin. That's his favorite.
Dustin's my favorite.
I like him because he's like the sound mind in all of
it. Yeah, he's like the rational, level-headed one, and he's so cute.
I love them all. I think they're just so cute. Will, he gets like the. The, like, two lines of the show or something, but he's a really good character,
too. Yeah, I feel like Will... I'm not going to get spoilers. Never mind. I'm not going to say anything about what I think. But, yeah, I see what you mean. Like, Will is one of the main characters, and because of his circumstance, he doesn't really get much airtime.
But the boys, they're just so funny. It's just, like, a little bit of funny, but then it's also, like, really great. And then it's a flashback to, like, the 80s in a really good way. It's like not overdone.
Yeah, it's like the 80s pastiche. Like you forget that this is modern time because you know, of course, like the hairstyles, the cars that they're using, the outfits that they're using, and then even like the fonts.
Yeah, and sometimes you're just like, why aren't they just using their cell phone? And like the they're on the payphone, you're like, oh yeah, that's right. It's in the 80s.
But I'm so excited because they did get green light for 2017 season
2. Yeah, they already started with season 2.
Yeah, I think James Cameron apparently has been a huge help. So hopefully...
It does remind me of very much of Stephen King stuff. Like, did you ever watch It?
I didn't. I did not like horror movies when I was
young. Okay, it like felt like a Stephen King movie.
I think that's probably where the inspiration comes from because the entire thing for it to be 80s, and it's not like it was a true story that they had to set it in the 80s. They just chose... 80s sci-fi.
Something like, I think, like, modern times kind of takes away, like, I feel like it's scarier when it's, like, I don't know, in the past or something.
It's scarier in the past, or the reason that Walking Dead works is because you are not able to
communicate. You don't know, and also you don't know what year they're in, right? Do we know?
No, we know that it started in 2010, and so it's been, like, 3 or 4 years or something, but they do have certain glaring mistakes. Like, there are sometimes when they walk through a community and the lawn is mowed, or they have a car that was not released until 2 years after the apocalypse occurred or whatever. But Modern Family, Walking Dead makes it suspenseful because you're like, oh my God, this person has no way of letting anyone know that they're in trouble.
Yeah.
And it's similar with Stranger Things because communication is limited.
Yeah, there. And that was, I found that being very aggravating throughout the...
But it was a good aggravating.
...the series because it was kind of like, oh my God, if only they would just, like, talk to one another. But then you realize, well, they can't. They have to payphone each other.
That was one thing that my sister and I were saying. We're like, oh my gosh, the three groups know.
And they can't talk. They
don't speak.
That's what
I'm
saying.
They all have different parts like in the puzzle.
And I'm just like, oh my God. And for cell phone, they could just text each other. But no, it's such a great show. Netflix, man, they're just on to something. Everything they put out is so great.
Yeah.
All their original shows are just so fantastic.
I mean, Winona Ryder is probably the most famous person.
Yeah, and I've gotten, like, mixed reviews from her performance because mm-hmm. she is, like, a very, like, I don't know, specific kind of actress. I feel like all her things are mostly whiny. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like most of her movies are just, like,
desperation kind of
overtaken. Yeah, so she really did a very good job in this.
I loved Sheriff Hopper.
Love Hopper.
Oh my. I thought he was gonna be like,
I went from hating him to loving him in like 5 minutes.
I was gonna say the same thing. I was gonna say this guy is not gonna be redeemable until like episode 8. No, he redeemed himself almost instantly.
Right away.
And even when he was doing kind of jerky stuff, it was still like he did some really great things. Even in the moments when you're like, this guy's kind of a dork or kind of an ass or whatever. Yeah.
And the science teacher.
He was so cute.
I loved him.
Yeah, I just love the show. Watch it.
And you know the thing with Game of Thrones that has jaded, like, Leo and I, because I'd be like, oh my god, I love the science teacher, and then I'm like, oh no, I don't.
Like,
I think he's gonna die in the next scene. Like, I'm like, oh
crap.
There
was a moment where I thought he was gonna, because of the woman. Anyway,
yeah, so anyway, so there's things like that. So I think it's funny how different shows kind of influence the way you watch other shows. Like, now, Game of Thrones, I'm like, I feel really scared to ever say, oh, I like this person. Because I feel like they're going to be dead in, like, the next 2 minutes or something, you know? But that's how it goes. Anyway, any rumors do you have?
I do. The VMAs just passed. I can't think of anything super major that occurred during the VMAs that was like, oh my gosh, this is going to stick out for some time. I think something that was really cool was that we saw Kanye smile because of your boy, Michael Phelps.
Oh my god, I know. They're so cute.
There was a series of pictures with Kanye, like, making fun of Michael Phelps' face.
His
like
angry face.
But, like, in a playful way. And then Kanye's, like just smiling in earnest, which is pretty cool. But what I was actually going to talk about was Alicia Keys' vow for no makeup. Like, uh-huh. I've seen her on the show that she judges, and I saw that she wasn't wearing makeup, and you kind of expect her, like, okay, maybe she'll put, like, some BB cream and mascara on or something for the VMAs.
She's going, like, bare.
Yeah.
She made this whole thing about it a couple months it's been now, but I think this has been the biggest show that's been happening since her thing, you know. The VMAs was cool because they played me. We were watching a different show, The Night Of.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Night Of. I said it like a question. I don't know why. So then I'm like, well, of course, you know, they kept advertising Beyonce and Kanye going to be on and perform. And I'm like, all right, they'll probably close the show with Beyonce because hello.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kanye will probably get, like, his time towards the end too. And then, like, my sister texts me, like, oh my god, Kanye released his video to Fade, which is one of my favorite songs from Pablo. And so
I was
like, what? And this show just started, like, and she's like, oh man. And then I was like, well, just text me when Beyonce comes on because I'm still watching this other show. And then, like, 5 minutes later, Beyonce was on, and I'm like,
you're missing everything.
Everything happened in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
But really good.
The whole time when Drake was late, 4 hours late to the VMAs.
Oh my goodness, yeah. But he professed his love to Rihanna.
As always.
Uh-huh, and so there
goes
that.
I'm not happy about it because he's my husband, so I don't know what the hell he's thinking. But okay.
He's too timey.
But at the VMAs, actually what I was going to talk about was, I was saying about Alicia Keys mm-hmm. showed up to the VMAs without makeup. Now, it's a little bit annoying sometimes because mm-hmm. you're just like, oh my gosh, like, this is not gonna last. Just because as a girl, I like to dress up, and mm-hmm. if I have an event or a wedding or an important meeting, like, I like to look put together and look good. But then the feminist in me is like, why can't you have no makeup and still look put together? Mm-hmm. Like, why does makeup define your beauty? And
that's true,
you know. So I get it. I think I'm still leaning towards the side of like, you're taking a bit of a stand, which is wonderful, and I respect that, because mm-hmm. it's not easy to do something like that, and I admire that about her, but a part of me is kind of like, girl, just put on some blush, like, it's okay.
Yeah. I the thing that gets me is that I don't understand why it's such a big deal when they do, like, if a celebrity does it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she's not wearing makeup. Okay. Do all of us wear makeup every day of our lives? Probably not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's because you are expected to. You do, it's one of those things where it's like, life imitates art. Mm-hmm. So we imitate certain celebrities without even intending to, but somebody sets a trend and suddenly it's okay. And I wonder if that's going to happen now, where people are going to start saying, you know what, I'm going to a wedding, but I'm just not going to wear a lick of makeup. But just who we are and the kind of society that we live in, we know that if I were to go to a wedding and someone is not wearing makeup, I'm like, you couldn't put on a little bit of lipstick.
I mean, if they're naturally beautiful or, you know.
Alicia Keys is naturally beautiful.
Yeah, so I think, you know, I'm not saying, I'm one person that I don't wear makeup at all. And when I do, it's because Benzie or your sister does it for me. Yeah. They're like my personal makeup artist. Because I'm like, I have everything. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what to do with it.
You should see the makeup brushes is, like, and the makeup that this woman has. And I'm so mad that she does not have that out. She doesn't use it.
My mom was like, here, now you're getting married. You need to be beautiful. And I was like, okay, mom.
But you trapped Leo and without gave, having to be beautiful.
She gave me all, like, we went shopping and got all this stuff. And I'm like, and your sister would be like, oh, do you have, oh man, I can't find my primer. I'm like, oh, I have some. And then it's like, oh, I can't find the setting spray. I'm like, got that too. I don't even know what that's for. Is that first or last? So I have a little surprise. We're going to have a little glass of wine today.
Oh, we are?
We are.
This is a surprise to me too, by the way.
It is. And I will tell you why after we have a little sip and see if it's a good one. It's a new brand.
Wait, hold on.
White sip. Let's toast. Let's take a little sip here.
Okay. This is alcohol-free.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Look at it. It's so great, right? Because it's totally...
Well, I'm having a Frappuccino, so it tastes a little different than it
would.
It
tastes a little different. I'm going to say it's called Free.
How cute.
White Zinfandel alcohol-removed wine.
Alcohol-removed wine. So it's not like some imitation.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Where'd you get it?
Total wine.
Go back a few episodes, you'll hear the wine important
total wine
story.
Total wine. So that was a nice little
It's actually really tasty.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
So it has no alcohol, so now I can have a glass of wine with you guys. Lil, like, said now he's like buying all the different wines. Bless you.
Finally
all
came.
The little wines that He always wants to try, and I'm not a big, like, red wine person. Only like certain. And bless you. Oh no, I didn't stop it.
This is Hurricane Man.
Then so, yeah, now I'm excited because sometimes I just crave a glass of wine.
I was getting a little bit shocked because I saw two glasses and I'm like, what are you doing? No. I thought you were just gonna smell it like on the cruise, but
no.
So yeah, she's not wearing makeup, which is fine. To each their own. I'm kind of like over Alicia Keys, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like.
So that's probably why I'm not like about anything.
I think maybe it's something to reinvigorate. Sometimes I feel like have the celebrities do things to, like, I always feel like there's another agenda here. Like, she hasn't come out with a new song in a while.
She had an album that didn't make any waves.
The Girl on Fire album, that one, or it was another one?
I don't know if it was. I didn't get Girl. I have all of her albums except Girl on Fire. Last one I got was the one with, I think it was the self-titled one that she released.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. I stopped a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But, so I feel like maybe sometimes it's to, like, bring her back into
the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually kind of leads a little bit into our topic. Did you have any rumors for
no,
us?
No, I don't have any rumors, okay. Today. I know, surprising, but.
So, would you like to introduce our topic, folks?
Sure. So, I know you guys all know. And if you don't, that I am a big football fan. Mm-hmm. Huge. Mm-hmm. And starting already, preseason already started. And now the official season starts in September. But during the preseason, preseason goes kind of untalked about. Mostly because starters don't really start. Like, they'll start and they'll play like 2 minutes. But it's mostly for any rookie or any new pickup that the team might have made during the offseason, right? So it's just kind of like a scrimmage, right? Mm-hmm. So these games really don't matter, whatever. But one thing that's kind of made preseason be more talked about lately is because Colin Kaepernick, so the 49ers quarterback, San Francisco 49ers, he has been in the news lately because he, during one of the last games they played, he didn't stand for the national anthem.
This is an American man.
Right, it's an American man. He's mixed. He's African American and I think Caucasian as well. Okay. Parents, and so he didn't stand, and so people kind of made it this new big thing, like, oh, he's disrespecting America, and if you don't like America, then leave. But then, you know, he comes out and says, well, this is why I'm not standing. You know, I feel like this country isn't really fighting for us, and things that I've been seeing I'm not really agreeing with. So,
well, his exact words were, I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. He told this to NFL media. He says, there are bodies in the street. So we know that this is him saying his piece about the Black Lives Matter movement and just, you know, the kind of unfortunate wave of police brutality that's been in
it's true.
All of 2016.
It's true. And On one side, like, I completely see where he's coming from. And first of all, it's within his rights to not stand up for the national anthem or not, you know. It's like what they did with Gabby Douglas during the Olympics.
So she didn't put her
hand over her chest for the national anthem when they won the gold medal. And it was like, oh, Gabby hates America. It's like, no, come on. You know what I mean? Like, there's bigger issues, there's bigger problems going on in the world than Gabby not putting her hand on her chest.
Was that confirmed that it was also a
protest? No, I think she just didn't put her hand on her chest. Yeah. It wasn't.
Do you think if it would have been anybody else, it would have not made a big splash?
I don't know, because the thing is that
if it was Michael Phelps who didn't put his hand over his chest.
I think it would have been the same as I think it would have been looked like how they're taking all these people not doing it. I think it would have been
just as. Because I guess a part of me is wondering, like, is this just unfortunate? Is this an unfortunate consequence for her being a black woman?
That's true too.
You know, like if it was a white male, would this have even made a stir? You know, and Kaepernick, he's half white, but he's black. He's a black male who is purposefully doing this for a stand.
And so what's getting me a little annoyed about it all is that we're all, the public is so outraged, right? But they don't really listen to what he's saying, because what he's saying makes complete sense. Like, I saw another press conference where he's like, you know, they say that the veteran, like, oh, that it's disrespectful to veterans that he doesn't stand up. But he's like, well, how about how disrespectful it is when the veterans come back and the VA hospital, you know, they have no rights. Mm-hmm. They can't find a job. Their health care sucks because the hospitals are terrible. You know, they come back after fighting for our country and we can't fight for them and the rights they deserve, right? And so what he's saying is it's true, right? It just feels like it's unfortunate that it's happening now and in this way, because now they're kind of saying, well, oh, he should not play in the NFL anymore. It's like, so the only person that can hate America is Trump? Because clearly Trump spews a whole bunch of nonsense.
I mean, his whole slogan is Make America Great Again, meaning that we're no longer great.
So he can say whatever he wants and no one cares. You know, he's practically, he's leading in the polls right now. But Colin Kaepernick, a quarterback who was standing up for something, you know, and is doing it in a way where I hope, and the thing is, I hope it's more than just protesting the national anthem. I hope he's actually doing something, maybe finding a foundation that helps VA hospitals and gives money or something, you know, like it has to be more than just doing that at a football game, you know what I mean, to make a change. But at least he's doing something.
Yeah, and I think that the whole point of it is that he is using his platform to be able to speak for people who don't have a platform. So he is not going to get arrested for this, But it is safe to say that if somebody were protesting out on the streets,
they'd probably get
shot. Probably would get arrested, or they would face a certain type of violence or aggression that he won't face on the field. Although even that's kind of scary, because you're just like, what's going to happen if some maniac chooses not to respect his right to sit during the anthem if he wants to? Yeah,
and then they've got teammates coming out in opposition to him, like, oh, you know, or... you know, you're disrespectful, you're effing disrespectful, some of his own teammates. So it's going to cause a discord in the locker room now.
Well, there was, I mean, he was apparently, and I'm not huge on sports, but mm-hmm. from looking into this topic and everything that has happened since, he was leading the team to victory back in 2012, and ever since then, his career's kind of taken a bit of a dive.
Yeah.
So apparently, and you'll be a better judge of this, but apparently he... there was already speculation, like, would he continue on with the 49ers? And is this going to kind of make that decision for them? Like, they're just going to choose not to move forward?
It's
going to
be really sad if it does, because the 49ers haven't been the same since their coach left. Mm-hmm. And so the Super Bowl that they were on was the Harbaugh is what they call it, right? Because the Harbaugh brothers, mm-hmm. you know, like the Ravens and the 49ers. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, so the coaches were our brothers, okay. And so they called it the Harbaugh. Mm. But both coaches left, and so now one of them went back to, like, college. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, so after that, the 49ers haven't been the same, really. And so I think Colin, his career's kind of been, like, a little bit less. But that's just because of the overall team, mm-hmm. I would say.
So he's not, like, a superstar.
Yeah, it's not saying, like, retire, you're terrible. Mm-hmm. No, he's got potential. He just doesn't have the team, mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
And so... it's unfortunate that this is, because I've read articles too saying, like, oh, should he even play in the NFL if he hates America so much? It's like, he doesn't hate America. What he hates is how unfair some things are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair, because I think all of us have a little bit of anger or something, have feelings towards what we're seeing, you know, mm-hmm. and what's going on and what gets put on the news and what doesn't. You know what I mean? Because there's things going on where, like, let's say Louisiana, like, the whole flooding going on, mm-hmm. right? They don't talk about that on the news anymore. They
I found out about it, like, almost a full 24 hours after it occurred. Part of it is me, because I wasn't watching the news. But I was just like, we hear about, I mean, as unfortunate as it was, but we hear about a gorilla getting shot at a zoo, but we don't hear about lives people, being lost in the flood in Louisiana, which they had just suffered, you know, not even a decade ago.
Yeah.
Katrina, you know.
They were celebrating, like, you know, how many years after Katrina, and then, like, apparently Obama just went to go see the states that are flooded, like, mm-hmm. now, weeks after the actual flooding happened.
Which was also another bit of controversy there.
Yeah, which is also a repeat of what Katrina did, right? Like, Bush didn't go until weeks after either. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, God, you know, we're focusing on Colin sitting down when you've got all these other things going on. You can't turn on the TV without seeing the race for November. Like, November's months away. We hear about every move that Trump and Hillary make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, Hillary's got, like, seizure problems, or she's got, like, a brain tumor or something. That's what they're speculating, but who knows? But guess
what?
And
also, like, I personally heard a speech from Trump, and he sounds like a different candidate.
Yeah.
His speeches have kind of been, like, losing their... I don't know, I feel like he's about to lose some of his more staunch followers because he's kind of backtracking a little bit.
Yeah, and did you watch last night? Because last night yesterday he met with the Mexican president.
I didn't see it, no.
And so he was talking in Phoenix afterwards, and he was talking about Syria, and, like, you know what? Not for nothing, the stuff, what's going on in Syria is really devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to say, like, oh, look at all these Syrians coming into... you know, America or France, like, they should be going back. Okay, you're
going
gonna
to
send...
To what?
It's war-stricken. Mm-hmm. They're getting bombed. There was a video going on Instagram where, like, a little baby girl was singing, And, like, outside, there's a bombing, like, right in the outside of her house.
And she's just immune to it?
Or? Yeah. No, no, like, the video cuts off or whatever, but it got posted. Or they posted
the little boy who the reporter started crying when she saw him, and he was covered in ash.
Yeah.
And he was just, like, he wipes his face, and there's blood in his hand, and he's just, like, very nonchalant almost.
It's sad.
Yeah, and for him to kind of, like, dismiss it. What I mean, though, is that he was saying, like, oh, you know, commerce needs to stay here on this on the Western Hemisphere. And now mm-hmm. he's including Mexico and South America in the discourse. And I'm like, is this your attempt to win back some sort of Hispanic vote? Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand Trump at all, because how long ago was this? When was that speech?
I want to say it was probably about a week ago.
Okay, so yesterday mm-hmm. he was very much up with the build the wall mm-hmm. chant mm-hmm. and saying that the first hour he's in the Oval Office, he's gonna, you know, deport every single illegal immigrant here.
Because the tune changed a little bit from the speech I was referring to, mm-hmm. because the tune he was singing there was every illegal immigrant with a criminal background. And I'm like, Obama did that.
Yeah.
Like, that is very normal for countries to deport people who have a criminal background. Mm-hmm. They tell you this in court if you're being tried. If you're not a citizen, you run the risk of being deported. Yep. Even if you're a resident, if you're not a citizen and you get charged with a felony, you can get deported. And so, for him to change his tune a little bit, I'm like, is he backtracking? Is he
kind of... Yeah, so it's one of those, because he did say that. He did say that on last night's speech, where he was like, and the ones in jail, we're going to deport them too. And mm-hmm. it's just like, he was like, yeah, it'll probably empty out the prisons, too, because there's so many...
Yeah, it's only filled with illegal immigrants who are committing... Come on, now. It's filled with American male and female criminals.
This is ridiculous already. So, it's like, all these people can spew these hateful things. And Colin, who's saying something that's maybe people need to hear, mm-hmm. is being, like, shunned, and his career is about to be completely taken away from him. Mm-hmm. Because of something he stands for.
Now, we talked a few episodes about celebrities and even celebrity athletes. Mm-hmm. Do, like, we were talking a little bit about the Ryan Lochte situation, which I haven't really learned too much more about that. But does Kaepernick have, was he aware that this can affect him pretty greatly? Like, Ryan Lochte lost a lot of endorsements, and he's kind mm-hmm. of, like, seen as, like, this... Like, now his losses at the Olympics are heightened even more because of everything, you know?
Now he looks like more of a joke, and mm-hmm. now, I think, but you know what?
Even though he was still a great athlete.
Yeah, the thing is that I think the thing with Ryan, people get over it sooner or later. The one with Colin, I feel like, I don't think he knew. I mean, I don't think you can expect. Actually, no, I take that back. I think he knew what he was doing, because it's a very flagrant, you know, it's out there. It's a televised event. Mm-hmm. They do show preseason games on TV. Mm-hmm. You know, he's visibly not standing for the anthem. Mm-hmm. And so...
He's continuing to not stand.
He's continuing. He's mm-hmm. He had, you know, when he has press conferences after the games in the locker rooms or press days, he'll talk about it. He's not... He's very vocal about it, right? And it reminds me of I saw one article that compared it to when... back in the Olympics, where an Olympian, I'm like blanking on his name now, he won a gold medal, but they gold and bronze, and mm-hmm. they did the black power mm-hmm. fists up, mm-hmm. and they like they took their medals away.
That's so crazy.
For doing that.
Was that recent, or was that when the woman back in 96, right?
No, it was before that. Even.
I remember
that
there was one like in the 90s that actually was mentioned. But, I mean, it's one of those things where we live in such a great country where he can do that, and...
But apparently you can't, right? Because you're doing it. Like, sometimes I feel like freedom of speech or having your own opinion is, like, it's like a farce, right? Like, yeah, they say you can say whatever you want, but you really can't.
Mm-hmm. You can, but you won't get killed legally for mm-hmm. it, but you might get killed illegally, and that person may or may not be tried to the extent...
Or you might be killed the way Colin's being, like, his career is being like, destroyed right now, where it's kind of like, is it merited? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's such a sensitive thing, being that despite everything that America And the things that we say about the government and all this, and just how sometimes this whole race to November, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, kind of felt like a big joke. People are very patriotic about yeah. America. And I saw a soldier who lost both his legs, and he managed to stand, if you will, on his wheelchair, where he, like, propped himself mm-hmm. up during the national anthem. And they're like, if this soldier can do it, why can't Kaepernick? Yeah.
But
and
there's so people, some...
They get very emotional about yeah, it.
Yeah, some veterans know? Are coming in support of Colin.
Yeah, what have they said? That's actually interesting because I feel like veterans are probably... I know someone who's a veteran, and he's a very staunch...
U.S. vets show support... Here, U.S. veterans explain... why they stand with Colin.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can find a really good one. Oh, I have no choice but to stand with him, not because he's biracial, not because he's a 49er, which I'm a fan, mm-hmm. but as a veteran who got tired of people using us as a political vehicle when we had every right to do so. Too much focus was given to the symbol of Kaepernick sitting, rather than the message.
Mm-hmm.
His message was being clouded by constant slander. There are veterans who are not only not offended, but are actually behind him and are indeed proud of how he exercises the rights we fight tirelessly for.
And where is this posted on?
This is on Huffington Post.
And who wrote that, do you know?
I'll tell you one second. Julia Craven.
Okay. So that's really interesting to note because I find that veterans, first of all, they're already patriotic to begin with, a lot of them, because they served, and so they tend to maintain that kind of level, even though you do come across certain veterans who, for whatever reason, due to whatever injustice they might have faced,
mm-hmm.
because we know of the inherent flaws that come right. with veteran treatment, they probably have a certain stance, and I'm assuming those are the ones who are like, no, people need to know mm-hmm. that there are errors and issues in this country that you can't put a patriotic band-aid on and say, let's hide underneath the American flag. You
oh,
know?
See, look, there's now a hashtag veterans for Kaepernick.
Oh, wow.
And someone posted, I serve for his right to protest. I don't serve for police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. There's far yeah. too many, there's too many things with police brutality that, you know, you saw that there was, like, the deaf and, the deaf man that they shot.
Mm-hmm. He was signing and they
yeah,
shot him.
Yeah, he was
him.
Signing and they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one guy that they also shot who, it was like a teacher and his like autistic student. And I think the student was having like a little bit of an episode. Mm-hmm. And so he was doing something like an exercise to calm his student down. And the cop shot him, and the guy had his arms up, like, you know, it, you know, no,
mm-hmm.
Nothing, you know, kind of in a surrender kind of pose, and they still shot him. So it's kind of just like cops are so trigger happy lately, mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, and then in the other way to think about it, like, okay, maybe they don't have guns and they get tasers instead. Mm-hmm. But then they also tasered a young teenager at a traffic stop, and they left him brain dead.
Mm-hmm. There was one that wasn't left brain dead. He had a stroke, and he went into cardiac arrest, which somehow he didn't die from it.
Mm-hmm.
But he got to the point where, like, his short-term memory is crazy. Like, he says that he would be on the way, he had to stop driving because he'd be driving and get lost. He would apply for an interview, and he's like, I haven't been able to get a job because I would forget when my interview is, or I would be in the middle of the interviewing process, and I would just blank out. And you see the video, and it's heartbreaking because they're dragging him around like a rag doll.
Yeah, it's very
sad. And it's almost like, do you get, like, a power trip? Like, what?
I don't know. And it's sad because the whole thing with the Freddie Gray,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the cops got off on that.
Mm-hmm.
No one was charged. And the way he died was... It was traumatic. It was bad, you know?
To bring the other side of the argument up, there has also been a lot of looting and rioting that is unwarranted to certain degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you cannot excuse the bad behavior of certain people who also are kind of fighting fire with fire and mm-hmm. not in a good way.
Yeah.
But I feel like people are so outraged that they would dare do this, but I'm like, everyone has a breaking point.
But it's sad because, you know, and that's, I feel like sometimes the Black Lives Matter movement, I think people misjudge it and think they're generalizing all cops, right? There's some really good cops out there, and there's still some that take their job seriously and aren't just out there to play a game of Halo or something, you know, just shooting people for no reason. You know, they're protecting and they're serving for the greater good, but then there's just a few rotten eggs that kind of have ruined it
for everyone.
For everyone, you know, because now I'm scared to call it. Like, and before it was like, oh, just call the cops.
Just call them.
And now you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, will this get out of hand?
Yeah.
Like, will something occur that, like you said, someone either gets trigger happy or they get very scared? Because to understand their point, they probably think we have a target on our backs as well.
Yeah.
And there, it's either them or me, you know, and so in their mind, they're in a threatening situation that was not threatening at all.
Right.
Somebody coming out of the car signing at you, how do you mistake that?
I don't.
But their perception is their reality, you know?
That's true, too. But I've seen, like, I feel like here they shoot to kill instead of just shoot to injure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not aim at legs or something? Yeah. Right? Like, don't fatally shoot people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think, in the state of Florida, because of certain gun laws, if you... There was a man that I used to work with, and he's elderly. He was, like, 65, and his daughter's abusive boyfriend came to the house, and he had a gun, the man that I used to work with, and he shot it at the wall. He shot a warning shot into the wall, and he was charged, and he's in jail for 20 years.
I know. There's another case of a young African-American girl who did that too. Her boyfriend was abusive. She shot a warning shot, fired a warning shot, and she's in jail for like 20 years
if you can believe it. And this man was, and it's just like, what happened to the abusive boyfriend? Is he out there living his life? And this man's gonna die in prison, and we've signed petitions, and he was the sweetest man. I used to work with him, and it's been like, it was, he's still in jail, and there's no clemency for him. And it's one of those things where in Florida, if you don't shoot to kill, you're going to be in jail. Because look at George Zimmerman. He was able to use the defense.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, the stand your ground and what they call the fortress law.
Right.
So it was like he was able to use the stand your ground here in the state of Florida, and he shot to kill. And had he injured, he would have been charged. Mm-hmm. But because he shot to kill, it was self-defense. I don't know. I mean,
it's a crazy thing, because now that I think about it, I listened to a podcast last year on Sword and Scale. I think, did we talk about this on here, or maybe I talked to you about it
separately
outside. Yeah, like it was about the stand your ground law and the fortress and what it really entails. And it's like, the stand your ground is like your house and your lawn, but then the fortress goes over the lawn, like all the way to your curb. So like, even like the street, the little corner, like the little piece of street
that's in front of your house.
So I'm just like, that's such a crazy thing, because it's like a road rage, the account on the podcast episode. It's really good. I'll have it so you can put it on the little blurb, but it's a really good episode, and it's just a crazy law, really.
Yeah, I mean, certain laws occur because something set a precedent. And enough people were behind this law for this one particular situation, and nobody foresaw certain loopholes, or no one foresaw these glaring errors.
Yeah.
Where it's like, for instance, I believe that you're innocent until proven guilty, because that is what this country stands for. But it doesn't take away from the fact that people are still guilty.
Yeah.
Even, like, for instance, which again, it happened here in Florida, which is crazy, but... Casey Anthony. You look at her and you're like, we all know she's guilty, but because she's been declared innocent, she's innocent.
Yeah.
And innocent until proven guilty works in a lot of the cases, and sometimes you're like, this woman...
You know she
got away with actual murder. But back to Kaepernick, because he's standing for all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's standing for the fact that he feels that people of color are always on the bad end of the deal.
That's true.
You know, that laws are harsher in relation to them.
Mm-hmm.
Even judgment is harsher in relation to them. Mm-hmm. If Tom Brady did this, it might have been looked at like, oh my gosh, Tom Brady must have forgotten.
Yeah. Or Tom Brady, what an exemplary athlete standing mm-hmm. For his minorities mm-hmm. and for the majority of the NFL.
Or even if he was standing for, like, veterans because he felt a certain affinity or something. Oh, wow, Tom Brady risking his career and standing for the voiceless.
Yeah, it would be, like, mm-hmm. his hero song,
right? I mean, could it? Would that be the case, Wilkes?
Or, I think so.
I mean...
Because, look, Tom Brady is already thought of as, like, a god in football. Personally, I don't like him. I'm an Eagles fan, so... Anyway, you know, he basically got away with cheating, right? Mm-hmm. The Patriots, in a general, as a entire...
Deflategate?
Yeah, but they've been caught cheating multiple times, and they get away with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They've recorded they've recorded practice of other teams, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Which is cheating,
yeah.
you know what I mean? So... And then Deflategate, and then Tom Brady broke his cell phone conveniently. All right, you know, mm-hmm. but don't tell this to any Boston people. And I'm sorry if there's Boston listeners or maybe New England Patriot fans listening. But, you know, if Tom Brady would be doing this, he would be, like, the NFL's hero.
He would be a hero, or it would just be like, oh, Tom Brady, and moving on. You know, because that's kind of what... Okay, to bring it back to a lighter subject, with the whole Taylor Swift and Kanye thing, a lot of Taylor Swift supporters, they weren't saying, like, no, she has a right to be mad, even though that was what some of the discourse that people were mm-hmm. saying. But even her friends were like, focus on the things that matter. This is such a stupid thing to be upset about. So it was almost like, let's not excuse it, but let's just divert attention to it.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, had it been any other athlete... Would they have just ever, like, would have just been like this thing that went under the radar? They mentioned it once or twice, but with Kaepernick, it's
with Kaepernick, he's getting a really bad deal right now. He's mm-hmm. getting fined every time he does it.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, because the NFL commissioner is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
He fines everybody for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Kaepernick got fined like $11,000, I think. So it's going to be subsequent. Every game he doesn't stand up, it'll be another $11,000 or something like that.
Can you fine for something like
Goodell,
that?
Goodell, can you tell him not to? He fines people because they wear Bose the headphones onto the field. Like, he's fined, what's his name, Cam Newton all the time. He's fining him because of that. He fines... Marshawn Lynch, because Marshawn Lynch doesn't like to talk to... He's just not a talkative person.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a whole bunch of memes on Instagram. I'm sure you've seen it. Like, I'm just here. Like, when a reporter asks Marshawn Lynch, mm-hmm. he's from the Seahawks, a question.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. Because he had been fined so many times already.
Well, that brings up an interesting
question.
Where
he just goes and he's like, I'm just here. But, you know, I'm not going to answer a question,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So that brings up an interesting question. Will Kaepernick, now it's a battle of pride and strength, and will he eventually succumb because he's like, you know, $500,000 in fines? Or will him standing up during one of the games one day nullify everything he's ever done and make it even worse?
That's true, too.
I mean, anybody who stood behind him is now like... Something's got
to
give.
See it all the way, right?
Yeah, something's got to give. Either they were going to stop finding him because enough people say, just let him say what he needs to say.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody's going to validate him and then he'll feel the freedom to, you know, to stand up again because mm-hmm. he's like, you know what? I've made the point I've wanted to make. Or
that's true.
Or if he does stand one day, everyone's going to call him a chump because it's like, you didn't see it through.
Yeah, you reneged on the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Because now, to save face, right? Because... Things aren't gonna change overnight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think either he starts doing other things mm-hmm. to move on with his like protest, mm-hmm. right? Like be a more vocal person and do other things,
take another
charities,
stand.
Take mm-hmm. another, you know, not just on the field, but do something other than that. And I hope other people follow suit. Maybe they don't have to do it the same way. It's not going to be everybody, you know, standing against
the anthem.
Yeah, it's just maybe off the field, mention what you stand for in press conferences or do something else, you know, raise awareness.
I would hope that, I don't know what PR looks like for him, for the team. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's been advised in any way or not. I haven't looked enough into that to see if this is something that was premeditated in the sense that he has an exit strategy or
yeah.
if he's just kind of like, well, the other shoe's gonna fall at some point, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know if he thought that far. I don't think he thought it would be this negative. I mean, I think, I'm sure he foresaw.
He was ready for some backlash.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't going to be like, oh, okay, great. Don't stand if you don't want to. Yeah. But
this is just a tough year
it's
for
really, it's really, like, it's become something where you're just like, seriously? Really? Come on. We're more outraged at that than what's actually going on.
Like, yeah. Like, this is less a matter of, I mean, this is honestly another example as to anyone who says anything against police brutality is automatically villainized.
Yeah,
because he's not causing riots. He's not looting. He's not in front of a television or a camera, like, screaming and fighting and telling people and riling them up to go and get justice by any means necessary. He is not the Malcolm Epps of 2016.
No.
He is just taking a stand. And he's just very quietly staying.
Very quietly.
And for that reason, they're harping on the patriotism. And
they're
Trump saying,
burning his jerseys.
Yeah, Trump saying, like, go find another country.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is his country.
Okay, really, Trump? You hate America? Go to China.
If America is not great.
Love them so much.
Yeah, clearly, if America's no longer great, there's another country that's greater.
So bye.
So go. It's so frustrating to when you really think about the fact that everyone who is retaliating against this is proving his point. Because you realize this man is doing a peaceful protest and being demonized for it.
Yeah, you know what it is that I feel really bad because, and this will be my last point, like, with the Black Lives Matter movement, it's a solid movement, right? Like, they've got all the right to say, hey, we're noticing a pattern because it's not just one and a once in a while. Mm-hmm. No, it's multiple African Americans who are losing their lives for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
For a busted taillight, a guy gets shot. You know, like, that is scary. You know, but then anybody who kind of goes and backs up that movement gets villainized. Like Bernie Sanders, you know, that's what they talked about. Oh, he's all about Black Lives Matter and, you know, he's not a serious candidate because he supports it and blah, 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 blah.
So suddenly you supporting a social issue no longer makes you a serious
right.
candidate?
Beyonce. Beyonce is very vocal about being Black Lives Matter. You know, the whole formation video is practically her version of Colin Kaepernick's, you know, stand.
Yeah, they were wearing, and, like, the berets. Mm-hmm. They had the fists when they were dancing. It was the whole thing.
Yep, and then Rudy Giuliani has now attacked her multiple times saying that she's the worst, and she hasn't helped anybody's life, and he's helped more Black lives than she has, and whatever. Now Colin is saying something, and now it's like this big, get him out of the U.S., get him off of the TV, get him out of his contract. You know, like, that's wrong, because the movement is got a point, and it's just how any movement, right? Like DARE or Moms Against Mad, right? Like, they all have a point. They all want a message to get across.
You know what's the sad part? And I don't want anyone to take this and take it in a different direction. When the equality fight is being fought, they are not demonized. They are victimized. And they have been successful. And they weren't looking at race, they weren't looking at skin color, they were looking at sexual orientation. And they had their moment, and now we are much more, we're living in a time where equality is now the norm.
Yeah.
And if you are against equality, you are demonized.
Right.
And so when you think about Blacks who have been fighting this fight for so long, and every step of the way they've been getting pushback, and every time that we make a little, not we, because I'm not Black, but I am a woman of color, when we make headway, it's almost like you take 5 steps forward, 10 steps back, and maybe not necessarily to that extent at all times, because there have been, you can obviously tell in the past 100 years there have been changes, but it's just like every movement takes off and every fight gets supported eventually, except for this one. And this is someone who doesn't have a choice or a say in who they are, and they're being demonized and victimized and villainized. Not victimized, but demonized and villainized. And they're no longer the victims. They are the aggressors. They are the ones who are being unreasonable. They are the unpatriotic ones, and it's so heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's really sad. And, you know, Lael, talked about one podcast thing that he listened to where it said, like, something about kind of like arguing the point where, okay, so we elected, how racists would now use the argument like, well, we elected an African-American president, mm-hmm. so we're not racist. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, that's been made, right? Like, mm-hmm. that huge milestone. Mm-hmm. But there's still a lot of things going on against black people that it's kind of unfair, even if we've got an African-American president.
Let them say that if they will, but Michelle Obama had to relax her hair in order for her husband to win, because they had to whitewash their speech, they had to whitewash their dress, they had to whitewash their appearance, in the sense that they had to unblackify themselves. Mm-hmm. And if there was, you will not see a natural haired woman in the White House for decades and centuries, maybe. And it was just, it's something minor in some regard, because like, she was just trying to look nice.
Yeah, okay, but it's also, what,
you know, like,
yeah, it's one of those things, like, as much, you know, racism is very much alive, mm-hmm. and I think it's so much more prominent, I think, now more than ever, where it's kind of like, it's on our TV, because one of the candidates is clearly a racist, mm-hmm. and it's just like, oh my goodness, I didn't maybe naive, or I didn't think it was that bad.
We have benefits, though, Wilkes, that we grew up in communities that were very homogenized. Yeah. So you grew up in Philly, and kind of split between Philly and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I've grown up here in Orlando all my life. And this is, I would say the population here in Orlando is like 60% Hispanic.
That's true.
And I've never not felt community here. But if you and I were to move to Birmingham, Alabama, where it's probably, you know, honestly over there, the minorities are white people, right. you know, because the minority there is the majority. Or if you and I were to move to like Utah or Oklahoma, what would we face?
That's true.
What kind of a treatment would we get? And it would be very underlying senses of racism that we mm-hmm. won't notice here, but we would notice it elsewhere, maybe, you know?
That's true.
And I say those states, but I don't know if there's any racism there or not.
No,
I don't
but
know.
We're just, I guess, kind of stereotypical, I guess, right?
Yeah, because we're used to thinking Florida, New York, New Jersey, mm-hmm. those are, you know,
very heavily populated by Hispanics and mm-hmm. minorities. But so I hope we got into, we wanted to do this topic very respectfully and mm-hmm. not ruffle too many feathers,
but
right?
We also wanted to take advantage of the fact that we do live in a place where we can say what we will, mm-hmm. and we like to hear your opinions. Hopefully, like Wilkes said, we were handling this as sensitively as possible while still feeling freedom to say what we felt. What do you guys think about this? Are you in agreement for Kaepernick? Are you not? Is it possible to respect and yet be disgusted by it, mm-hmm. or to respect him and what he's doing and yet not agree with it?
Right.
You know, and I think that's where a lot of people hopefully fall.
Yeah.
You know, but what do you guys think? Let us know. You guys know where to reach us.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have our email.
Demericanapodcast@gmail.com.
You can always catch up with blurbs if you want a preview of what we speak about each episode. Demericana.net. And Instagram is probably the best way to find us.
Instagram for sure. Mm-hmm. So follow us there, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
Yeah, so this, as always, just tune in on Tuesdays is when we typically try to post. Best way, like we said, to find out is on Instagram. We love when you guys write us. We love when you guys comment.
It's so fun to interact.
We did hit a milestone.
Oh, my goodness. We did. This is why I have the wine.
The last alcohol-free wine.
Oh, my God. We should preface that it's alcohol-free.
Alcohol-free wine. But we are celebrating the fact that we have gained. We set a goal this week.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to hit it at the end of the weekend. Small goals. But you know what? Any growth is success.
Mm-hmm.
We set a small goal. And we hit it before we even.
I know.
Before the end of the
week.
We're
over 300 followers on Instagram, which it's like we said, it's small, mm-hmm. but it's great, you know. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see our like follower count go up.
I think if we're talking about percentages, though, we grew quite a bit. We probably grew like 25% mm-hmm. within about 3 to 5
yeah,
days.
And even I check up on like how many people go to our page and like check mm-hmm. how many downloads, and we're steadily on the incline. So that makes us feel really happy and lets us know that you guys like us. They really like us.
They like you. They really like me. Well, thanks so much.
So we're so excited for that. And we'll try to keep it going. And I think now we're getting back into our little groove. The little summertime is over, and which is fun. And also gave us a nice little break. But now we're back. Yes. Into the swing of things.
We're back into the swing of things. Fall is around the corner, so hopefully we'll have a lot more relevant fun topics regarding the seasons and what we're doing and picnics and whatnot.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
Which, if you are a Starbucks Gold member, you get a free pass and you can get early on the
pumpkin spice latte.
Neither am I. I don't think I've had one for about 4 years on principle alone.
Oh my goodness. But it's so funny because now on Instagram, September 1st, and it's everybody PSL. In there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Anyway. I might go and be a basic bee, as they say, and go get one just out of
school. Gotta get one. They are tasty. I've had ones.
They're not bad. Obviously, it's popular for a reason, but Pinterest is about to go orange and brown in a little bit.
Oh my god, that's true.
But yes, we'll be back next week, you guys. Thanks as always for tuning in. This cup is for you. This cheers is for you.
My first glass of wine,
alcohol free wine. As always, thanks for sticking by and being our day ones.
Thank you. Bye.